Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. A little later in the show, the growing popularity and controversy over backyard chickens in Greater Boston.
But first, Whitey Bulger's girlfriend, Catherine Gregg, was in federal court today. She's accused of harboring the alleged mobster during their 16 years on the lam together. Gregg's attorney says she was an innocent bystander and should be let go or released on bail. But the hearing ended with no ruling from Judge Jennifer Bowl. WBUR's David Boeri was there, and he joins us now. Hi, David.
Hi, Anthony. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks. So, a detention hearing today. Government prosecutors had to demonstrate that Gregg is either a danger to society or a flight risk. How do they try to do that?
Well, they went about doing it in a pretty dramatic fashion, both sort of setting out the trail, the fugitive trail. They know a lot about it in its first couple of years, then nothing, and then, of course, in Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. And so they laid out this history of a woman who they say is beyond a doubt harboring, helping and hiding a fugitive. So, for instance, I mean, one of the most damning things that they demonstrated was this videotape of Catherine Gregg under an alias going into a pharmacy, picking up a prescription for Whitey under another alias and signing an electronic signature and using a fake medical card to get it. Hmm. If anything defines harboring, that's it. And
I
the
see.
Reason why she's in there and not Whitey, presumably, he knows there's surveillance cameras.
I see. Right.
The government also established that she was paying the rent every month. She was paying the TV cable bill. She even was paying for an LA Times subscription.
So more than an innocent bystander, she's actually cooperating with this effort to hide Whitey Bulger.
That's right. Like, and at one point, they even go to her hairdresser, and the hairdresser says they were talking about bad relationships with men. The hairdresser told her, you know, I seem to be a junk magnet, and to which the hairdresser says, I'm sorry, to which Catherine says, yeah, I like bad boys. My husband was a bad boy when we met, but he's over that now. So they were getting the
How
hooks in every which way they could.
Yeah. Now, the defense, on the other hand, is trying to demonstrate that Gregg was unaware of Bulger's criminal dealings. How are they doing that?
Well, more than unaware, loving and caring, and largely a victim of a domineering fugitive. Mm-hmm. They established, for instance, in the first couple of months in Grand Isles, Louisiana. That was back in 1995. Witnesses there recall Bulger, quote, ordering her around like a servant. He would clap his hands for service, and Helen would respond quickly. He was known as Tom to those people. He talks about Reddington, Kevin Reddington, attorney, talks about her focus being on dogs and cats and taking in strays, and of course, the guy that the government would say was the rabid dog. He tried to point out in all these different ways that she had nothing to do with the business, so to speak, nothing to do with the murders
mm-hmm.
that he's accused of.
I see. So you mentioned Kevin Reddington. That's Gregg's lawyer. He took the dramatic step as well of calling Bulger's former associate Kevin Weeks to testify, right?
Kevin Weeks did not look like he was happy to be there. He came in for a short stint in a bowling shirt, and his position is sort of like a 7-10 split, a difficult position to be in. Basically, what Reddington wanted from him and he delivered was the fact that every time Kevin Weeks and Whitey talked about business, either before they went on the road or when he met them out on the road early on, she was sitting on a park bench left behind, that she didn't have any idea as to the business dealings. Then the question to him was, did you ever know her to be violent? And he said, no. No, she's a caring, compassionate person.
Mm. Another unusual thing today, David, talk quickly about this, if you would, that the step that the judge asked to hear some victim impact statements as part of today's proceedings. This is something that usually happens before sentencing.
This is way, way over the top. That's right. The government is asking to hear from the victims if they are, in fact, victims. That's a whole question. I asked one defense attorney, how over the top is this procedure if the judge allows it, if the magistrate allows it? He says, let me tell you, it's so far over the top. It's over the top, down in the valley, and over another top.
Right.
That's how over the top it was. The magistrate here is hesitant. She seems indecisive. She's fairly new with the job. She comes out of the U.S. Attorney's office. So she decided she would let them speak, but she's not clear whether they are victims because, of course, this is about Catherine Gregg. They can't offer anything material or whether or not she is a risk of flight or she's dangerous, but rather it was an expression of anger. Let me tell you, in 30 years, I have not heard the statements that I heard today. Tim Connors, son of Eddie Connors, murder victim. She could have ended our pain. Instead, she was running errands for Whitey. Stephen Davis, brother of Debbie Davis. She is an evil woman. My sister can't stand here today and express how she feels because her life was stolen by the woman that was in love with this man. Tom Donahue, son of a man who was murdered, again, allegedly by Whitey. Catherine is spending blood money that Bulger took from his victims. Her 16 years on the run with the 16 years that we cried. Again, the judge... The magistrate doesn't know whether they're going to be acceptable or not, whether they define what really is a victim, but she's kicked the can down the line.
Right. In the end, she tabled the question on whether to allow Gregg out on bail. David Boeri, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's WBUR's David Boeri reporting on today's detention hearing of Catherine Gregg.
Well, up next... raising chickens in the city like these.
Tribble, Goldie, Mrs. Floofy Pants, Ducky, Lancelot, and Guinevere.
Today's talker right after the break. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.